Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, brain fog fighters. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to slicing through the mental clutter and uncovering your full potential. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, cultivating confidence through self-reflection. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, doubting yourself at every turn? You know that feeling when imposter syndrome whispers nasty little doubts in your ear? Well, guess what? We're going to silence those voices and build an unshakable foundation of confidence from within. So, why self-reflection? Because true confidence doesn't come from external validation or chasing fleeting achievements. It comes from looking inwards, understanding your strengths, acknowledging your weaknesses, and ultimately, accepting yourself fully. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without first identifying the problem, right? Self-reflection is like that diagnostic check for your mind. It helps pinpoint what needs attention, allowing you to work on those areas and build a more confident version of yourself. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to make this self-reflection journey as impactful as possible. First up, honesty is your best friend. Don't shy away from the tough stuff. What are your limiting beliefs? What fears hold you back? Facing them head-on, acknowledging their presence, is the first step towards dismantling them. It's like ripping off a band-aid. It might sting for a moment, but then you can finally start healing. Next, celebrate your wins, big and small. Ever hear the saying, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take"? Well, that applies to celebrating successes too. Don't downplay your accomplishments or wait for some grand gesture to feel proud. Acknowledge every milestone, every hurdle overcome, because those victories add up and build a powerful sense of self-efficacy, the belief that you can achieve your goals. Thirdly, reframe negative self-talk. Our inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But instead of letting those negative thoughts run rampant, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answers reveal that our inner critic is just being overly harsh and needs a dose of reality. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, make it a daily ritual. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even the small joys like a cup of coffee on a rainy morning. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, fostering a more positive outlook and boosting self-esteem. Finally, embrace continuous learning. Confidence isn't static, it's an ongoing journey. Stay curious, explore new interests, and never stop seeking growth. Learning keeps you engaged, expands your horizons, and reminds you that there's always room to evolve and become even more confident in who you are. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who constantly doubts her work. She compares herself to other artists, feels inadequate, and hesitates to share her creations. She starts practicing self-reflection, acknowledging her insecurities, celebrating small successes like completing a sketch or receiving positive feedback from a friend. Sarah begins challenging negative thoughts, focusing on the joy of creating and actively seeking opportunities to learn new techniques. Slowly but surely, she builds confidence in her abilities, embraces her unique style, and finally shares her art with the world, reaping the rewards of her self-belief. Remember, folks, cultivating confidence through self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and keep those inner voices buzzing with positivity. This whole episode has been about empowering you to unlock your full potential by taking charge of your thoughts and beliefs. You are capable of amazing things. Now go out there, reflect, refine, and shine. And don't forget, share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media using the hashtag BrainFogDetox. Until next time, keep those brains bright and confident.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.